This is the introductory movement, if you will, of Prairie Fire Biofuels. Let's hear a big round of applause for the new co-op.
About 100 people turned out at a local Madison bar on Saturday to learn more about joining the new co-op and running their cars on biodiesel made from seed oil, or converting their cars to run on straight waste veggie oil collected from the fryer vats of local restaurants. The draw for most in the audience was the prospect of cutting their dependence on foreign oil. That's what brought Nina Mills from Mount Horeb.
We have to figure out a way to have fuel that comes from our own country, from stuff that we can make here. And that makes a lot of sense to use soybeans or whatever it is they're using here. Corn, I'm not sure, because I'm going to find out.
Founders of the co-op have been brewing their own biodiesel in their backyards for several years. Now, with the purchase of a service station just a few blocks from the state capitol, co-founder Tabby McMahon says the hope is to attract novices like Mills and expand the number of people who want to take President Bush at his word and kick the oil habit.
We're optimistic that we're going to be able to get a lot of attention. I mean, we're on a corner with something like 55,000 people driving by a day. Our goal is to help our members keep their vehicles on the road, and if they don't have a vehicle, get a vehicle that will use these fuels. And our eventual aim is to spread this technology as far and wide as we can help spread it.
Biodiesel made from soy or other seed crops will run in any diesel engine without any modifications. For those who want to run their cars with the virtually free waste veggie oil, the co-op is promising to collect and filter it at their new station. They've also recruited mechanics to help people convert their diesel engines to run on straight veggie oil using an imported kit from Germany, where biodiesel fuel stations are commonplace. The new co-op will also run regular workshops on how to brew your own biodiesel from waste vegetable oil and avoid the gas station altogether. That's what another co-op co-founder, Nathan Maurer, has been doing for the last 2 years.
I still cannot stop thinking about how awesome it is to not have to go to the gas station, to just be able to say, oh yeah, I just whipped up a batch like cookies yesterday, and I'll just pour it in my tank and drive away. I'm driving away on homemade cookies. That's the way I think about it. So that's what Prairie Fire is here to do, is to sort of show you guys that it's not a mystical, mysterious process, but that anybody can get involved and do it.
Most of the biodiesel available in Wisconsin now comes from Minnesota or Iowa. Another goal of the co-op is to encourage local farmers to grow seed crops that can be pressed into oil and processed into virgin biodiesel here so that it will be a truly locally grown fuel. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.